Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Monday, the 13th of January. Starting off with Alpha Growth, where in November we had that break of a resistance line there around 2.2 pence, and the shares soared up to 3 pence, at least temporarily. It looks like we've got a repeat type of setup there with the break of this time, the December resistance line at 2.2 pence. Above that, we could head towards the top of the price channel again. On this occasion, that's as high as 3.8 pence over the next few weeks. We've got the 50 and 200-day moving averages rising as well, which adds a bit of momentum to the situation. Next up, a slower stock coming in the form of Circassia. Here you can see it's the second time for the shares breaking up above their 200-day moving averages in the last couple of months. The first time we went back down to the 50-day moving average, crawled along it. That's at 19 pence at the moment, and then now have broken higher. But more hope on this being second time lucky for the bulls, given the fact that we've had an exhaustion gap reversal there, and then the push through the 200-day line. So above that feature at 20.56, looking for the top of a rising June trend channel at 35 pence. Obviously, if you're cautious of the stock, we wait for that December peak at 25 pence to be broken first, but it looks like enough has been done here for the bulls as it stands. On to with the next situation, which is Dukemont Capital. Had a little peak above that old 1.04 pence October high. End of day close above that level should clear the way for a new leg to the upside, possibly as high as 1.8 pence, which is the top of a rising July trend channel. And that target really valid while we hold above recent support around the 0.85 pence level. If you could risk down to the 50-day line at 0.79, that might help as well. But hopefully on this occasion, we're already up and on our way. GCM Resources looks like a classic wedge break situation, a tight price action there over the course of December going into the beginning of this month. Broken above and had a weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 12.98 pence on Friday. And while we're above the line break, the July line break at 12 pence, looking for an initial target towards the 200-day moving average at 18.94 pence. That also ties in with late August, early September resistance for the shares. Open Orphan is next. Lots of news for the shares in the recent past, but the technicals here are the shares have broken this October resistance line at 5.5 pence and are also breaking the 50-day line at 5.81 pence. We've had a couple of false starts here, especially in October when the shares made a new high above the September high and then fell back. But added a spice is given to this setup with the brief bear trap rebound from below the December floor at 4.79 pence at the end of the month, and then the as yet unfilled gap through 5 pence at the beginning of this month, something that suggests that the bears have been caught off guard. So above 5.5 pence, at least up to a potential retest of October resistance at 7 pence. Just a recap of Powerhouse Energy. It was covered for the first time here when it broke, when it broke that August resistance line at 0.35 pence, has effectively doubled since then. And we're currently in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages. And as I say on many occasions, the run-up to the 50-day and 200-day golden cross is normally the strongest part of the cycle, and that has been the case for the last week or so. Potential target here, even after all the gains, is up towards the 0.88 level, which is a early 2018 resistance line projection. Clearly, there's a little bit of a pause to be had, perhaps around November 2018 resistance, just in the low 0.7 pence area. New stock of late, or for the recent past at least, is Polarian. Here we've got basically a rather simple resistance break, breaking that October peak at 25 pence and the initial January peak at the same level. That should allow the shares to at least retest that August high at 32 pence. Probably looking for a bit more as well, possibly up to this resistance line projection here, which I'm trying to draw at the moment. That's heading up towards 44 pence. So potentially a decent upside here for Polarien, and that target valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 21 pence. Both the 50-day and 200-day lines are currently rising, which is clearly a positive sign. Finishing off with a stock which I avoided in the latter part of last week, just to make sure that it was going to behave itself, or I thought it was going to behave itself. Here we've got a falling wedge at Vast Resources, bounced off, or bounced just above, in fact, the 200-day moving average, rising at 0.2 pence, that's a plus, and then broke that November resistance line at 0.23. Above 0.23, looking for a retest of 0.45 pence plus. Obviously, it'd be nice to get a pretty quick clearance of the 50-day moving average at 0.3 pence early this week for the shares. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.